trespass into the domain of the gods.
You are now listening to The Billy Bros.
Welcome back to another episode of Build Bros. What's going on, boys? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm alrighty, dude.
Everybody's doing good?
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight I got Lewis with me.
Hola.
Logan's with me.
Hello.
Alex is here.
Heyo.
And so am I.
Oh, hey.
Cheers, boys. To another episode. Another episode, boys.
I literally just did enough. All right.
Lewis got that crisp Diet Pepsi. No. Hide the label. They ain't giving us no money.
Shit.
Pepsi, hit us up when you're ready for that.
Yeah. All right, P. Jim Leahy.
Jesus. Well, how was everybody's week? Lewis, what's new?
Just working on this entry grade for the Gundam Shopper Network competition. And that's it. Getting my paints right for my Cerulean project, and I'm spray painting some corgi butts from this day.
Some of them have nuts on them.
Oh yeah, they have cool like little nuts. I'm like, ooh, ooh.
All right.
You're gonna love my nuts.
Yeah, show it on camera a little.
Yeah, show it off.
Look at those. Look at those little corgi nuts.
Look at the nuts.
Those things are hilarious, man.
I need to get a set of them for a painting as well.
You said they're made by Dispay?
Yeah. Yep.
How much were they?
It's like $12.
Didn't you pay $12 for everything? And you got a bunch of them, didn't you?
Yeah, I got three. No, I got four boxes. I got two blacks, two whites, and it was like $14.
Yeah, I thought you said $12 or $14.
It's expensive. But because you can buy a box of spoons, you know, 1,000 spoons for like $12. But I don't know, this is more entertaining than just fucking spraying a spoon
because sure.
It's balls.
Yeah,
just the balls.
Because the
that's
balls.
It. That's it.
Alex, how was your week, man?
It wasn't bad. It was a week. I'm here, living.
Anything
drinking.
New?
And nothing new. Any nothing new kids? At all.
Any new kids?
No, no new kids. Still working on my wing. MG wing.
I'm excited for you to start the Raider.
I'm really excited for that Raider, honestly.
Then you can tell me if it sucks or not, and if it's good, then I'll buy one so I can put it with my Calamity.
Let's say, but did your Calamity suck?
No.
Then this shouldn't suck, right? Like, theoretically?
They use the same frame, I have no clue.
Is there an inner frame? Yeah, no, probably. It's a fucking...
It's a full
100
mechanic,
scale.
But it has an inner frame. It's just, like, not, like, that master grade level of detail.
Okay.
It's, like, a big, beefy, high grade. So it still has, like, an inner frame, but...
Cool.
Yes.
We shall see.
Logi, how was your week?
Long. I was ready for the weekend, but I feel like it's gone too soon. I'm contemplating calling out of work tomorrow. I just sit here and think about it, and then inevitably go into work anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like you, Copley. Just like
I know. I complain about it all the time where I just want to not show up to work, and then I'm like, oh, well, no, I have to.
I'm on my way.
Yeah. All right, I'll see you guys later. I gotta go. But
it's been good, though. I've been... I'm almost finished these F91s. I've gloss coated like 70% of the parts and started panel lining today. But I have like 20% left that still needs paint. So we're getting there.
Almost done then.
Crying. It's going to just make the feeling of building a kit again just that much better. That's all I'm looking forward to.
I know. I think I'm gonna start something new tonight myself. Obviously, you know, I don't know.
The Strike Cruise.
I was thinking about it, but I was thinking of just doing another entry grade really quick because I just finished up. Well, I still got to do a little bit of detail painting on the new. But, huh?
Cassie.
No, he's not doing it. Fuck off.
Next year.
We'll see.
Start it. What you waiting for?
Because I got to get better first. I got to get better first. Better.
Believe in yourself.
Not to that level yet. That's next year.
Believe in the heart of the cards.
I started
the heart of the cards.
Yeah. I started January 1st. That's my deadline.
Okay. All right.
That's up my Uno friend group. Not for my you friend group, but we play Uno. We say heart of the cards whenever you're
if
drawing.
If you start
cards.
January 1st, I'll start with you.
That's probably gonna take me till December to finish it, but.
I don't care, but I'll do mine. I'll send you the previews, and when yours ready, then not we'll display both of ours.
I'm down with that. That sounds
what
like a good plan
do,
to me.
The same colors or different colors?
I'm doing same colors. I might paint it like just different shades though.
But if I practice pre-shading with that, I'm gonna do a dark version.
He should practice pre-shading with that. That could be his entry into pre-shading because it's such big panels.
No way. No way.
Why do you cry so much?
No. I don't want to mess that thing up.
I think he'll need a. Because me, I haven't even fucking attempted pre-shading. I attempted once and I fucked up and I said like.
High five, same.
It was my fault though. I fucked it up. It was gray primer base with black edging with gray as the secondary and it just didn't blend well.
Okay.
It was just my process that was really fucked up, but I went back and looked at some YouTube videos. So in the future, I know how to kind of do it properly now.
I love edging.
Different kind of edging. I'm throwing a flag out. I mean,
timeout, ref.
Yeah, we need a timeout. Flag on the field.
Cut it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of anything new on my end. Nothing really new other than
finished. That's what's new.
Yeah. Well, I still got to do detail painting. Like
it's like 99%.
Yeah,
there.
It's like 99%. Like the loading bar is like right there. It's almost done.
Looking good.
And then I got on afternoons now, so I'll be able to be a little more social.
Thank God.
With you.
Hell yes.
So
now we just need to grab Lewis once it gets colder outside, and we have everyone.
I'm telling you, once it gets colder, this is going to be my third home because it's home, then work, and then this.
I think that's how it is for everybody besides Logan because he can work on his stuff while working.
Yeah,
lucky.
Leave me alone. I've done nothing wrong. Trying to out me, dog, might get fired for it. I'm just kidding.
You have done a lot of things right because if you're like,
I'm getting scared. Mom, grab my ham. Take me home.
You guys want me to drink and you don't know how my energy is right now. Imagine me.
I'm getting to him, though. It's getting close. By the end of this beer, I might be on his level. Now we got a real problem.
I'm already like six shots deep, dudes.
Oh, hell yeah.
Jameson? Signature?
Non-specific.
Undisclosed brand.
Whiskey. Bourbon.
Ooh.
Let's peach. Move on into you're drinking peach, right?
Peach bourbon with Mountain Dew. I'll say Mountain Dew all day. Give me Mountain Dew.
Damn, he's
sponsor me.
He's like taking a shot and then mixing it in his mouth.
He's hiding that label like no other.
Yeah, we gotta get paid for that kind of stuff, dog.
Yeah, you're right.
Mountain Dew sponsor me. You don't even need to give me money, just give me Mountain Dew.
Send me a lifetime supply.
Just instead of like Gundams and shit like that, Alex is just gonna have towers of Mountain Dew behind him.
Please, fucking please.
True gamer in him.
He's gonna turn into like Riff Raff and have like Mountain Dew tattoos on his face and shit.
No.
All right, let's move forward before you.
Okay.
All
right. We're gonna go into restocks here. Logan, you want to kick us off with some restocks, buddy?
Yeah, man. I am going with, for this week, Gundam Central. They are really great suppliers and third-party kits, and as well as some kits that are harder to find, especially expansions. And I noticed that they had the Nuke Matrix Cyber, the Forest Fox Girl, that usually sells out pretty quickly, and that's in stock right now. And it's at a great price of $55, which I think it usually sells like for $60 to $70. So I would definitely recommend picking that up. That's a really cool kit if you're into mecha and kind of like that anime like girl 30-minute missions or like 30-minute sisters kind of builds. And then the other one was, we were just talking about it earlier, but I just thought it was cool because I randomly saw it. But for $28, they are releasing a Virtue, Kyrios, and Dynamis metal inner frame, which I feel like that inner frame with the Virtue would just be, you know, a big chunky kit and a really nice weight to it as well, from the inner frame being metal, would feel really nice and look really nice. So nice. I think those are my two for sure that I might. I already have the Fox Girl because I'm a psychopath, but I might be picking up that Virtue inner frame for sure.
How does the metal, like, does it, can you tell it's a different type of frame?
It's the same frame, they just recast it in metal.
Okay. Does it feel any different? Like, everything's still, like, flexible?
Yeah, it has all the same posability. It's just metal joints and screws. So it's like, maybe, I would say, if anything, maybe just the joints are a little bit more solid, tougher. But obviously that is what makes it so much more sturdy and poseable.
That's kind of cool. I'm into that. Lewis, you want to go?
Yeah.
No.
I'm doing Gundam Place again. He got some good-ass kits coming out next week. He got one of my favorite that I've been waiting for, and it's called Tekkaman Blade, the evil protagonist suit. I was gonna buy that on eBay, but it was like $110, and now I'm like, $80 sounds better.
Yeah. So you said PG Wing Unleashed.
Stop it! Don't ruin my dreams. I'm still praying to Allah for that one. Sorry. And he got some Alice Gear Aegis suits that he got on stock. I'm meaning for pre-order. And then he got My Hero Academia figures that he just stocked. And
I love that show. Fucking love My Hero Academia, bro. Such a good show.
I haven't finished it yet, but I'm like 8 episodes into the first season. And I got to get back to it because it is a good show.
I need to also watch it.
It's really good. We should do an episode on that.
Ooh, yes.
Or a couple episodes, because that's a long ass show.
Haven't you seen my shrine of
yeah, our boy?
Yeah, I'm a big Plus Ultra fan.
Never mind.
What?
I was gonna say, isn't it created by the same dude that did UU? But no, that's Hunter x Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're about ready to end My Hero. The manga is about ready to end too. They're in the last couple.
Yeah.
Last little bit. I've been keeping up with it. I guess I'll go next with Gundam Shopping Network. A couple things on there that I seen was the full armor Gundam 7th is a 78.3. I like that one because it's a little more chunky. I think it's kind of a cool looking kit. Also, they had this RX-78 GP-01 Gundam Master Grade. That thing's fucking cool looking to me. And then also Dual Gundam Salt Shroud. I really like that kit. I really like the blue and the orange on that, and the gray. I just think it's a really cool looking kit with the colorway on it.
Very, very harmonized flow on the color.
So, yeah, it looks good. And then lastly, Master Grade Jesta. I got that in stock as a new arrival, so definitely something to check out. Can't go wrong with the Jesta. Alex, you want to bring some with restocks?
I got Mecha Warehouse. We got over here HGAC Wing Gundam Zero, MG Strike Freedom Gundam, SDBB Knight Gundam. What's the BB and SDBB?
Big beautiful.
The BBs are here. Give me 2 seconds.
Big beautiful, super deformed.
Big and beautiful, baby.
Don't look at my search history. Oh, we also have Logan gets back. You. Oh, he back here real quick.
SD.
I thought you didn't like SDs.
I have a couple of them, like 3 or 4, and that's a BB.
Oh, so like they're like kind of like chibi looking.
Yeah, so like they like don't have legs; they just have feet, and they have no posability or bending in the arms, or just straight arms and just big heads. But yeah, they're like half size.
So okay. They're like super deformed.
Like the proportions are the same; they're just even shorter. So that's why they call them BBs. These little babies.
So when you throw them in water, they go.
I wish that would look cool as fuck for a goof. I have a GM somewhere, but I don't know where a J game, but I don't know where it is.
We also got over here HGUC ORX 005 Gaplant TR5. Did I say that correct?
Yeah, that thing is so funky looking.
Dude,
it looks kind of dope.
It reminds me of that Witcher Mercury kit. The big sniper rifle thingy. Like the big rifle. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That aesthetic is very much a standard of AOZ, though, like Advanced of Zeta, though, so that makes sense, yeah. That's what they get plants from.
I'm a sucker for the symmetrical stuff, dude.
I can't wait for those kits, yo.
Mm. Also got the HGUC Silver Bullet Suppressor, which this kit looks sick, honestly. Barbados Lupus Rex. Tired of that. HGUC MS-14S Chars Gelgoog. They have that in high grade and master grade.
The master grade, I heard, is pretty sweet. The only issue about it was that the finger can't hold the rifle very well. But
blew it.
Yeah.
You can always get other hands, dude. I steal hands from other kids all the time.
It's not the hands that's the issue, because Ethan was telling me about it. It's the way that they molded the guard for the trigger for the rifle. It drops down super far, so two fingers have to be in the actual slot instead of one. So like it looks weird for posing, and it's kind of finicky to fit in because you're like putting the guard in between the middles of both of its fingers.
Well,
got
good to know, right?
Three more. The Messer F1 high grade.
Messer.
Does it say? All right. The description says Zaku 1, but the box says Zakut. Am I reading this correctly? Am I dumb? Probably.
No.
And then we got Flame Toys Transformer Windblade.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we got in Mecha.
Oh, you think it says Zaku, but it says Zaku 1. It's just the shoulder is covering the bottom of the eye.
Zaku.
Alex just said
Zaku.
I think it's time for another shot, boys.
I literally just found it on Pinterest and was like, huh. I feel like that's exactly what he's talking about.
I'd do something even better. Thinner.
Oh, it's okay. I have that 91% isopropyl. That shit will get you fucked up.
That opens up the
sinuses.
Yeah.
Open up your eye sockets too, as your eyes melt out of your skull.
Ooh, wait.
What's that?
Mr. Retarder, mild.
Oh, the retarder. Okay.
Same.
Jeez, cut it. All right, moving on. Let's get into the main subject of this week's show, which would be tools. Cool tools to have in your box, ready to build.
Tools talking about tools. Sorry, guys.
It's tool time.
Home Depot sponsor us.
Yeah, all right.
Home Depot.
We got to cue the Home Depot theme there. What's some tools that you're using, Lewis? Like, what are some of your favorite tools in your box that you got?
Right now, it's SAB Chisel Scribers. I mean, they're the best. I mean, not besides from BMC, is it? BMC ones, those are like really rare to find. And if you find them, you better, you know, praise the Allah that you didn't. And then the holders, I bought like three holders. One from New Type, and then one from Robot Kai. Their Kaizo one, I don't like them. They're metally and they're too heavy. And it's just like, I don't know. But these from Sci-Fi Labs. He has an Instagram. His name is... Give me a second. Technical difficulties here. Wayward Nippers. And he has a little Etsy shop. And he 3D prints these. And to be honest, the feel is nice. You know, very lightweight. And inside, there's like a little magnet to keep the holder. Like, real, you know. And this is actually, resin. So you can actually like sand it and color it whatever color you want. And I mean, like, if you want the 0.15 red color, so you don't have to label it or anything, then there you go.
That's kind of cool, actually. It's like really cool.
And other tools are my God Hands and Dispay, even though they're the same thing. I technically think they're the same. I bought God Hands because, you know, when I first started the hobby, everybody's like, God Hands, they're that fast. So I got one God Hand, and then it broke because it just fell on the corner of the table, like not even a feet, and it just nipped the freaking tip. And then I got these Dispay ones, $34, not $65. They're to me, they're the same quality. That's my opinion.
I haven't used the Dispay ones yet, but I think whenever my God Hands break, I might pick up a pair of them. First set I got, Carrie actually got me for Christmas, and it got shipped to us, and the top of the God Hands nippers was broke, like the blade.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Literally in the packaging.
Replacement?
Yeah. Yeah. They sent us replacement free. Yeah. So.
Thick.
Yeah. Big clutch there. I would have been big bummed out.
Hell yeah. Especially paying that $50-something dollars. Yeah.
Well, I didn't pay it. It was a Christmas gift, thankfully.
Oh.
But we both use them, so it's fine. Take a gift for the house. Logan, what are you... go ahead. Go ahead. No, go. Go.
There's a lot of tools. There's a lot of tools for beginners, you know, mid-tier, and then you got the high tier. I mean, when I got into the hobby, I went crazy and I bought everything I could. I mean, they were advertising and everything. And just so when I built the studio, I was ready. I didn't have to build the studio and then little by little fill it up, because I hate starting a project and not having the tools that I need. And then postponing my project because I'm like, oh, I need to order this. And then now with the whole pandemic thing and everything, we picked it. And then it takes like freaking a week. And I'm talking to you, New Type. I buy something and it takes like 2 weeks to get here.
What a discount 2 weeks.
Code. Discount
code. I'm just, you know, I pay the $10 and Gundam Pros and Gundam Place, I pay $10 for shipping, and then it gets here in 1 to 2 days.
Lewis is in his feels right now.
I'm sorry. I'm just, you know, that's why I don't order from New Type that much, because I want my shit now. I need an Amazon delivery. Like, you know, you
want via drone.
It's so, my money and I want it now.
Just and it sucks that you don't have like different tiers of shipping and new type. I know they're all across the state. I mean, the country. You know, they're in California. But that'll be nice if you want it the next
like expedited or not?
Yeah, expedited. $15. That's fine because it's not something. Sorry, I'm rambling, but it's just it gets me pissed off that. Let's say USA Gundam. I buy something from them in like 4 days. It's here. I mean, they're in Florida, but still, and they use FedEx.
Love FedEx.
FedEx.
I will burn SBS to the ground and I will praise FedEx till the day I die.
I don't think we can say that. We can't say that. Yeah, I'll be editing that one.
Just bleep it, pussy.
I can't complain too much about shipping. I get my stuff from Leaping Panda in like 2 days, so.
I get my USA Gundam overnight shipped.
I did an order for those Phoenix wings, and in 2 days I had it. I'm like, it's a box, and I get tools from fucking U-Type, and it takes like 2 freaking weeks to get here. Like, the glue you sent me, they're on stock. I did that on what, Friday? Yeah, you sent me. No lie. How much you want to bet? Next week I'll get them around Tuesday or Wednesday,
right before the episode drops. Perfect.
Yeah. No. I'm talking about the following week, not this week coming up. The following week I'll get them. So it's like what the fuck? It's just glue.
Yeah, but that was out of stock for a while, right?
But yeah, but I'm just saying, put it in a fucking envelope.
a bubble.
United States Post Office and slap a fucking first class ticket shit on it, priority, and it'll be in my house in like 2 or 3 days. How about if I needed to patch up some resin on a resin kit? And I mean, hence they're the only one who has it right now. But it's like, yo, now I gotta postpone the project because, you know, they don't, especially now they get a $5 shipping, and that $5 should be in parentheses 2 to 3 weeks.
Lewis is throwing all the shade today.
I'm sorry.
There goes our discount code.
I just wanted a discount code for like 5% off. Nothing crazy, just something simple. And you fucking ruined it.
I'm sorry. It's just, you know, I'm just kidding. I can't sugarcoat the thing because there's some stores that not some. There's 90% of the stores out there are amazing on shipping. But the 10% that has what you need, you get it gets lost. And then you tell them, "Hey, I don't have it. Are you sure? Do you have cameras? I mean, it says here that it's been delivered. Can't you?" I'm like, really? If I'm telling you I don't have it, I don't have it.
Sounds like Lewis has some issues.
You are going through your feels right now.
That Diet Pepsi got him feeling.
Yo, Lewis, when's the album? When's the album dropping, dog? Like, damn, bro.
It's called Shipping Notifications. It's
featuring Drake and Taylor Swift. Jesus Christ.
Ooh, Taylor Swift. Don't get me started on that.
you finna make me act
me
up.
Me either.
Yeah. Lewis about to act up.
Act up.
Yeah, I think, I'm pretty basic when it comes to tools. You know, I just have my, you know, my razor, my God hands. Nothing like crazy. And then I had to go buy those little sanding sticks. I bought the spay ones. I like those. Just like those sandpaper that I put on like the little red tab thing. I really like that. Have you tried the display glass filter that they have?
Glass file?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Glass file. I'm sorry.
No, I have razors. I have 2 of them and I never need to buy anything ever again.
Wait,
because they have a glass one. I was looking at there. They're a little bit cheaper than the gun primer ones.
I just have, at this point, I have just no reason to buy it because I already own them.
There we go.
I think something really cool about the gun primer ones too is you can get them custom with your own image and shit on them.
this pay?
Yeah, it's because they're stock images. Game of Thrones.
Oh my Jesus Christ! Is that what is called? Copley
Leviathan. What?
Because that's this is the Dispay one.
Is that it?
Yeah, it's called the Leviathan Ultra Fine, but it's not a glass file; it's a metal file.
I thought they had a glass one.
Yeah, they. It's just new. This one is when I first.
Oh, okay.
The hobby. I started like buying everything that I could freaking see out there, and then you got their Cerberus right here. This is like the, you know, the sticky, the ones that you said that you put it on the red tab. But this has a handle, so it's an, so you can put it in both sides. I like it because you can put a thing on both sides, and you can, like, you got the 400, and then you got the 600, you know.
It's like the thing for callous feet.
Yeah, right?
That's what I first
thought. You shave those bunions.
And then you got the razor. It's the same thing that I showed, but the razor one.
Okay.
Yeah, you can put it in both sides. Yeah.
Any preference on those? Or do you just pretty much... Do you even use those now or no?
Just edges, though.
These are the glass display glass files.
Oh.
They have multiple?
Yeah, they have... this is... Jesus Christ, I can't even see. Cause
that is so like, thin.
This is
that...
ultra precision, super fine buffing.
I feel like I would snap that in
half. It's called the Siren. The Siren. And
like Lilith? Sorry.
And it,
yeah, this
one, sorry.
Siren 2. The smaller one. If you don't like the longer one, that's what she said.
Where are we?
Do you use any of those, or have you used them yet, or no?
Yeah, I used them on my wing. As you can see, I have the ones that you were talking about.
Okay.
These are the ones that I use on my wing. It's just that, I don't know, I like the sponges more, because if you're doing like a curve, you got more control instead of that flat surface. Next thing you know, you sand a freaking edge that you don't want to sand, you know? Man, that's it. I got a lot of tools. It's better to be over-prepared than under-prepared. That's my motto.
Yeah, especially if you got to wait 3 weeks for an item to come in the mail that you need.
Tell me about it. Don't you know, ruffle that bush, if you know what I mean.
Shave more.
Logan, you got some stuff you like to, that you like using, that you want to talk about?
Yeah, buddy. One thing that I like a lot that a lot of people don't get are desk vacuums. I love desk vacuums. You can hate me all you want, but when I'm sitting there scribing and sanding, or like putting plow plate on pieces and sanding, and mounds are just pouring up, it is so much easier to just move all the pieces out of the way, turn this on, and just go back and forth over my whole desk and have it clean versus sitting there scooping with a brush everything into the trash can. So I like these. They're like probably like 12, 13 bucks on Amazon. If you want name brand ones, like maybe 20 bucks, 25 bucks, two AA batteries. I mean, I just have it on my desk at all times, and it's good to have if I'm working on something. I would say the other thing, which is one of those things where it's like there's a price to it, but it's worth it, is a display vise. I always keep two vices on hand. This is the other one I use. This is like $4.99 on Amazon. And I use both of them just equally as much. They both have their own pros and cons. But that display vise, any vise really is a necessity, whether it comes to needing to clamp something down for filling seam lines, or even something as simple as not having steady enough hands like me and having to vice grip a piece to water slide. There's many versatilities in having a desk vise of some sort. I like to have two at least, because if you're doing multiple, you know, if you're doing the seam line removal on two arms, you want to like do them at the same time. You can do it and not just go one after the other and wait, but at least one, of course, so you can have that more versatility for sure.
And they got that other one that's called
Oh, yes.
The one with the ball.
Yeah.
It like does a 360 all around.
That's what this is. has the ball.
No. They have the one that.
Is it 2 points?
Yeah.
Of contact. Oh, yeah, interesting. Yeah. Okay.
It's just I haven't seen that one. Hard because they go like out of stop. They had it in what?
They had it at this hobby shop by my house called Michigan Toy Soldier.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Shit, yeah. They go for freaking $80 on eBay. $80. I'm like, nah, I'm good.
And then the last thing I have is probably, I don't have it right here with me, but I was just looking over there and pin vices. Anyone who's thinking about getting into pin or into custom work, pin vices are definitely the way to go. I recommend having anywhere from a 0.01 millimeter all the way up to a 3.0 millimeter. So you can really use it for everything. But that lets you brass rod and pin things. That lets you add bullet detail. It lets you do for like custom work, for like clean builds, if you want to do like nuts and bolts that are kind of embedded into the armor, you can use a pin vise, drill out a hole that's the same diameter and just kind of super glue that piece in place so it slots in. So kind of like the vise again, like a lot of versatility. But yeah, the pin vise is definitely a go-to as well for just drilling out and get holes, detailed weathering. You can do everything with pin vises. You can't do everything. You can use them for every scenario.
I bought one off Amazon. Came with my Dremel. I bought one of those nail Dremels for like $20, and it came with one of those pin vices too. I haven't used it though, because I don't know how.
Yeah, it's not hard. Very simple. I bought the Mr. Hobby starter set like a year ago, and it was .3, and then up to 3.0. And they were just like, or I'm sorry, not 0.3, 1.0 to 3.0, but it was like increments of 0.5. So it's like not bad, but I needed those smaller sizes when I was like doing like pinning parts together for real grades and stuff like that. So I bought the Madwork or the Display set, and that goes 0.01, 0.02, 0.03 all the way up to 1.0. So like filled in that gap for me for the rest of the way. So I use the 0.8 a lot, because I use 0.8 brass rods for all of my joints and stuff that I connect. So just to have that range, almost like your chisels, like Lewis brought up, like you always want to have a versatile amount of chisel sizes. Same with pin vices, because you can even do something as simple as like those 30-minute missions. They use 3-millimeter pegs. You can literally use a pin vise that's 3 millimeters in diameter and drill a hole through something, and now you have a peg to put weapons or a holster. And that's like that's really like intro levels of custom building for sure.
Lost me on that one. Holy shit!
You mother of it.
Yeah, I'm still a little too new to even start dabbling with that shit, man. I think putting nuts and screws into a fucking build is that's gonna fuck my brain up.
Rocket science.
Nuts and screws is just those.
It's details that make it look like
Yeah.
It's not hard, bro. You buy a 0.02 millimeter bolt head that like looks like a bolt head. You buy a 0.02 millimeter pin vise like tip. Unless it tells you the diameter, you can also cheat with a caliper, but you know, gauge how wide it is or how long it is. Drill that correct length down, and you literally just put a drop of super glue and push it in, and now you have details to make it look like the armor was screwed into the plating.
It's like these right here.
Nankin sells the pin vices, homie.
Do they?
Yeah, like I actually sold 3 today. Oddly enough, yeah. They're just behind the counter. You got to ask for them.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm surprised they don't carry scribing sets, man.
I keep looking. I haven't found any.
Yeah, they don't have like any.
Scribing is, it's not hard. But it's intimidating.
It's a learning curve that you have to just keep practicing. It doesn't happen overnight.
Oh, yeah. That's everything.
It's all hand feel. It's like riding a bike. Like, you have to understand that feel of when you've gone too deep, when you haven't gone, like, if it's too shallow or it's not going to flow, if the line's crooked or straight, or, like, the speed that you drag the actual, like, chisel with. It like in the pressure you put down, you have to all it's all like feel until you get the hang of it, because before that you're just messing around and praying that it works realistically.
I luckily will never have that problem of going too deep. Not possible.
Always too shallow.
All out of pee-pee.
When she says, can you do 4 or 5 more strokes on the chisel? And you're like, I'm not deep enough for that.
This is all I've got.
Scribing, I don't know, man. Like, I only did the lines and then I, like, rescribed panel lines, but then I, like, started to fuck around with that Gridia. I do just, like, little lines and I don't know, man. It was kind of tough, but I was doing it without tape and then I finally decided to buy some tape. I love the frustration in Logan's face when I said that.
Yeah, because guess who had to force you to get tape? I wonder who.
I got these books when I started.
Those, I highly recommend those. My buddy Pride bought those and showed them to me, and as soon as he showed them to me, I bought them the next day. They are very much worth the money.
By the volume 3 one, but yep. This is the second one right here.
Yep.
It tells you a lot of technique. You can use baby powder. Baby powder and super glue too. Like if you went so deep, you put the super glue and then you dab it with baby powder. Wait until it, you know, it adheres, and then you just sand it, and it's like nothing happened.
Now, another, like, yeah. What I do, Lewis, I don't know if you do this, but another easy way to do that, a good cheat, is if you take Tamiya putty, like the gray or the white, just like tube putty.
Yeah.
Put that just in a little metal dish and pour some extra thin cement on it, and it turns into a water. And you can drop that into the gaps of a panel line and it'll fill it and then harden as putty and be, you can rescribe it out. That's what I do for all of my mistakes. I do that and I use a toothpick and just mix it up and then just use the toothpick edge and drop it into my mess up, fill it, and then rescribe it back out.
What?
That's
the
fucking nuts. How the fuck do you figure that out?
YouTube.
You wing it?
YouTube, I watched someone do it and was kind of like, I think he used cement, and I poured cement into a bottle with it, and I was like, that worked. Yeah, that putty I love using, because like for like, you know, thick gaps, you can just use it straight out of the bottle, but like when you're working with high grades and stuff, you can't just mash that shit on, so it's way easier to put some Tamiya cement in with it and mix it around, and it comes more like liquidy the more you put in, so you can kind of give it its own viscosity. And since it has, the best part about it is since it has Tamiya cement in it now, when it gets pushed into the cracks, since it's cement, it's fusing with the plastic too, so it's creating that bond even better. So when you go back to scribe, it's not like crumbling apart.
Do that for like seam line too.
Yep. That's what I do. That's what I've done sometimes. Like if I've used cement and pushed it, and I've done my best, but like if I push it any further, this piece is gonna shatter, and I can still see those inconsistent gaps. I'll just take that toothpick and just dot down the line of it with some of it on it, and since it's water, it just seeps in and fills. And then you repaint, you sand it when it's dry and it's flat, and since it's already so thin, there's not much build up to sand down. It's very quick sanding, and you're ready to go for painting and priming.
And it's now this is when you edit. The more you know. Reading
rainbows. I could throw a rainbow in.
Rainbow.
I could definitely throw that in.
You fly high in the sky. Take a look.
I think
I keep thinking of DMX. I keep thinking of DMX. Please stop.
Yeah, what he did.
I'm not allowed to sing that song, which sucks. So I want to so bad.
That's awesome.
Good stuff.
Alex, what do you got for us?
I've been using the same basic ass fucking kit from Amazon.
Show us your new nippers. Give a review on those. Because you like those. I've never seen anyone use them. And you said they were good.
Wait.
Those are from Godhand.
They have Sergeant Carrero on them.
Yeah, from Godhand, right? Remember the Godhands or whatever?
Yep. Godhand, Sergeant Carrero, Sergeant Frog, 20th anniversary. That's the only reason why I bought them. And they're just basic, normal nippers.
Yeah.
But also, they're nice to me because I've been using the same nippers for the last 4 fucking years. So they cut like butter. Yeah, no, I'm using a basic bitch $12 kit from Amazon. I mean, and it works. It's doing me good. Like, I have no complaints with it.
Hey, you don't need the best tools.
No.
Yeah, you don't need it. Yeah, as long as you can cut it and you can sand it so it won't have the stress mark, you're fine.
There's some tools that you might need that are expensive, but you don't need to buy the most expensive version of it.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, if like a a vice you can get for $15, or you can pay $60 for a display one.
Just get some normal helping hands.
Same with the glass files. Like, I'm sure there might be some subtle differences, but a 15 pack on Amazon of glass vials versus the display razor, at the end of the day, more or less the same thing.
It's just, you're paying for the name.
Yeah. I mean, there might be some better qualities, but at the end of the day, that that lower priced one will get the job done regardless.
It's like Jordans. Do you really need Jordans, or you can just buy some Skechers? They're shoes.
Don't even get me started on Nike. I'm gonna lose my shit.
I love Nike. Shit. I'm looking for that Nike endorsement.
$120 fucking shoes.
You can get in fucking new type now, so.
$120 shoes made by some kids in a sweatshop for probably like $10 product cost.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking eat me.
Well, there goes our Noontype chance, our Nike chance.
USA Gundam, it's only you now, please. Please, I live like 40 minutes from you, please. Please.
Oh my god.
I'm running out of stores on my list, please.
No more drinking.
I had the I bought one of those Amazon kits too when I first started, and it came with parts separators and everything too, and that was kind of cool.
I still use the metal diamond file and stuff for I used those for my first ever weather build. Yep, those exact ones. Yep,
the red handle ones.
Yeah, I just pulled it up. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Dude, they were great for weathering and shit like that, and battle damage.
I upgraded to these then, though.
Yeah.
Oh, the ones we had the points and the shapes that you
Yeah, just every shape, every shape, every size. Yeah, just it was like on display for like $7, and I was trying to fill up my cart for that free shipping, and I was like, why not?
Yeah, you can't beat it.
Like, the one that you have, Alex, I think I have the exact same one. I think it only comes with two files, so I was like, might as well just get the full roster out. But you know the fun fact about it, and again, why you don't need the best of the best. I bought these, and I think this is my second time ever opening this, and I haven't pulled a single one out yet.
Well, you only paid $7 too, right?
Yeah, like $7-$8.
Yeah.
I haven't done any weathering aggressive enough to chip that hard where you need to metal file through the plastic.
Ram right through.
All right, man. Never mind. I was close. Almost had me. I almost said something in naughty words.
I mean, you already had to cut
one thing out. Gotta be quiet now.
Not cutting nothing. We're just doing
That's a lie. I told the USPS I was gonna commit felonies.
Raw.
And uncensored. Yeah. Gunplay After Rawr. Dark. We should do an episode where we just all get tanked and try and do an episode.
Yeah.
I'm
down for that.
God, it's just gonna be just.
But you gotta do it like a Saturday night, cause
I
can't do a Sunday night. It's gonna be, like this at work.
An incoherent rambling for four hours.
We could do a live stream of it.
Oh yeah.
That's a better idea.
Yeah, like that.
Every time somebody says like a Q word, we gotta take a shot.
Bro, fuck off. I'm dying. Yep.
I'm in.
I drink like three times a year. I'm gonna be three shots in and be fucked up.
I'm gonna be like this. And then she's gonna walk in and we're still live streaming. Honey, what happened?
Been there, done that. I've already passed out on stream. I love it. Therefore.
I would have a lot of money if I could get like $5 every time Copley's passed out in front of me on stream.
There's a
hey, watch
it. No, I'm not even gonna say it.
Last episode, I passed out.
What?
And then somebody's like, "Is Blade?"
He's like, "What?"
Oh, someone got a video of homie fucking tossing up, throwing.
Oh yeah, when I fucking dude, I took a drink of Mountain Dew and I fucking puked. It was tight.
mean, you almost died the other day eating that hot and ready. Jesus Christ.
Oh, dude, yeah, that almost killed me.
I told
and
you.
And the next day, he immediately ate 4 burritos in under like 7 minutes.
Jesus.
I'm out here, dude. Competition eater.
I missed that.
Should have been in the chat.
I'm upset. I missed it. I'm upset.
It was kind of depressing. He was getting really sad about it like halfway through.
Dude, it was hard to fucking put those down.
It was like a Nikocado avocado episode.
Bad.
Bill's Bros goes mukbang.
Dude, no. I would totally do one of those.
No. I will not. I won't even watch you. I can't even say that. No.
Have but fun. You listen.
I'll say have fun.
It's all about listening.
I'm not
sounds.
Listening to those
you gotta,
noises.
You gotta hear me just
slopping.
No. I'm getting goosebumps in the worst way possible. I'm closing my eyes and trying not to throw up.
Yeah, I'm just looking. I'm looking in my toolbox right now, and we already talked about gun primer, gun hands. Part separators though. These are like key.
Yeah.
Did you see Dispay's new part separator? It looks like a key fob from a car. That shit looks dope. Yeah, you should go to their page on Instagram. That shit looks dope. You can retract it in and out.
This thing from Dispay, $2. Best part separator ever owned in my life. It's
Hobby Mio one?
Yeah, carbon fiber. And the best part about it is my favorite part is how small this side of the blade is. For those real grades and high grades, it's just the only side that I realistically use. I have one of those. I'd never use it anymore because I have this one where it has the same size bill on that you have and the short end.
Alex just out here using a hobby knife.
This is my part separator.
I use a hobby knife when for my first pull. I push it up to create the first crack, and then I slam that in and go.
Do you spit on it first?
Yeah, I call it a turner like a key fob. You know what I'm saying?
Jesus. I mean, everything else, man, to me, I mean, just basic shit. Making sure you have cement, you know what I mean? Tool-wise, yeah. And then masking tape, too. Like, these little guys, you know?
Anyone thinking about even starting any form of custom work, like Lewis said, it's better to be prepared than underprepared. And even the smallest basics, like masking tape, if you don't think you're gonna use it, it's so cheap. Just get it.
Yeah.
Just grab it. Yep.
And then their refills are even fucking cheaper.
Yeah, exactly. The day that I decided that I wanted to start airbrushing and I started like formulating, I got every single millimeter size of masking tape I could find. Made sure I like did my research, got the right primers I needed, the right color. You know, I went with G Paint at the time, but like got a good group of colors. Like you have to just prepare and have the right tools because, like again, like Lewis said,
if you're gonna do like really detailed,
those are good.
They got a lot. You know, you got your curved ones, and you got. It's going to save you. This is from Infinity. It's going to save you so much time because instead of cutting them on the glass, you know, on whatever, on a cutting mat, you can just trace it and then bam, you have your, you know, pick them up from with the tweezers and you have like things to mask a certain detail part that you want to do.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I still suck at masking, so that's one. That's next. That's it. It's hard. It's just weird to me.
It's not hard.
It's trial and error.
Yeah.
It's all trial and error.
It's hard.
Stop it, Conchale. Stop it. Don't make me go there. It's not hard.
Beat this dude's ass when I go visit him.
I hate when he goes like, it's hard. It's hard. I'm like, the only hard thing is...
He goes as hard, then he goes and does it without asking for any help at like 7:30 in the morning when everyone's asleep. And then he's hexing me at 4. He's like, how's this look? I'm like, well, you could have improved here, here, and here. He's like, well, I'm dog shit. I'm like, well, you could have just waited for me and I could have helped you. That's crazy. You were scribing. I was like, wait. Like, get on tonight and we can work on this together. And then, like, an hour later, you'd send me a phone. You're like, I did the whole arm. And I'm like, oh my
fucking God. I did it.
I was like, all right, bro. You got it.
Patient.
You do you. I did my best. I did all I could on my end.
I think that about wraps it up for tools for us, boys.
Tool time.
Tool time.
We should have a guest speaker on next time for tool time, and they can be our tool that has their time.
We got our home. Yeah, we can. We, you know, we still got our Home Depot sponsorship, possibly.
That sponsorship, bro.
Let's,
I don't want none of it because they don't have Depot dogs anymore, so.
Maybe whenever COVID's done, we'll get our dogs back.
What are Depot dogs?
Hot dogs.
The hot dogs and sausages they sold at Home Depot?
I've never been to a Home Depot. Oh, I've been to one Home Depot that had hot dogs, and I did not trust it, and I walked past that so fast.
Oh, bro.
I'll get the meatballs at IKEA, though, all day long.
Yeah, dude. They had like stands and shit like that where they sell hot dogs.
Well,
and nachos.
That shit laced with LSD, dog. What the
fuck? That shit slapped.
I wish.
Yeah, I wonder why.
I wish it was laced.
Poppy seed filled hot dogs.
Could you imagine? Just eating a hot dog and
go into Home Depot looking for a bucket, walk out with enough wood to build a shed. How did I get here?
You just wanted to buy a screw, like drywall screw.
Just wanted to buy a fucking electric screwdriver, and I came out with a whole ass dog bed and like dog shed that I have to build now. Like, great, thanks.
Advertisement, man.
Gotta get those deals.
Is this where we end the show, Copri?
And this is where we end it until next week, guys.
Got it.
Oh man.
So let's throw our tags out. Lewis, you want to go first?
No.
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram on Dark Zero Builder. You can go see that luscious new Zazabi I finished. And my next project is going to be dope. Just heads up. Yeah.
You went redneck real quick.
Alex,
go rednecker.
That was my Instagram is Mecca_Shiva, and SHEEVA, and my Twitch is Sweaty McSwampass.
Logie Bear,
I love it so much. His name is Sweaty McSwampass in the Discord. If any of you guys ever join too. Mine is zealoushanger.us on Instagram, and then I have no other social media because I'm a cretin. I guess I have a Twitch. No. I've live streamed once. It's quick thick. I just play really poor Rocket League. That's all.
Really well Rocket League, but
this dude's goated.
And then that's it. Besides, follow all of our socials for Bill Bros and Copley's socials, which he's going to give you right now.
You can find us, Build Bros, at BuildBros_US, because we are now nationwide as opposed to Michigan based. And you can find us on Twitter as well. And then you can find us all lurking in the Spawn Camp Discord. So you definitely want to join that. A lot of fun in there. We watch movies, play games, post our Gunpla. There's an art section.
Hopefully you said we're going to set up at some point like a build night or something that, you know, some more Gunpla people join. I know we have a. Unfortunately, the other gamers are getting exiled out of this Discord, and it's becoming a Discord naturally for Gunpla builders by accident. But if more Gunpla people join, I think, yeah, we talked about setting up with all four of us doing like a build night with us where people can hop in and out.
You can build with the bros.
Oh, yeah.
And then you can find me personally at XXL_newtype. I recently got rid of my old Instagram and rebranded myself. So that's where you can find me. And then still the same handle for Twitch. But yeah, follow the Spawn Camp Network at Spawn Camp Co. On Instagram, you'll find all the great shows. Diggity, Wazd, and OBO, which will be making return soon. Which that's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm excited to be a part of that. With that being said,
I'm excited for that.
Oh, dude, it's going to be a blast. Nick's got some really fun stories.
If you guys ever meet Nick, if you ever join the Discord, just tell him he's a hobbit.
He is kind of a hobbit. He's a cute hobbit, though. He's my hobbit.
He's a cute-ass hobbit. That's facts.
All right, guys. I'll catch you later.
Bye, buddy.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to Build Bros. When you go to check out at Leaping Panda Hobbies, don't forget to use our discount code for 10% off, and that's Build Bros 4. Thank you for listening to Build Bros. When you go to check out at Leaping Panda Hobbies, don't forget to use our discount code for 10% off, and that's Build Bros 4.